turn to Psalm 50 in your Bibles. The psalmist begins the psalm talking about God shining forth from Zion. Then it goes on to say that he's calling his own people to himself. And it describes who those own people are. Those who have made covenant with him by sacrifice. What does that mean? It means a people who have made covenant. They made a promise. They made vows to God. And not only did they make them, but they're keeping them. A people disciplined in God living, not self-living. Do you identify? I hope so. Yeah, we should all identify with that. We're interested in God living, not just living for ourselves and our own desires. But what does God want for our lives? Then he goes on to say and talks about animal sacrifice, and he's saying, hey, I own all the cattle on a million hills. He says, I own everything. I own the whole earth. I don't need animal sacrifices. That's not what I'm looking for. That's not what I want. They're fine, but that's not what my heart desires. What he really wants is true thanks, and he wants his people to trust him. Yeah. And he wants us to trust him, especially in the time of need, because he majors in rescuing us. Amen. Amen. He wants to be able to rescue us. He likes that. He likes doing that. So we need to trust him and then call out to him and ask him to rescue us. And when he does, then we need to give him thanks. Amen. Then he talks all about the fate of evil men. Who are evil men? Evil men are those who have not embraced his discipline. There's something wonderful, very, very hard in embracing his discipline. But there's something very wonderful in embracing his discipline. Have you ever kind of ground your teeth against it at times? Or dug in your heels that you really didn't want to? It was so much easier to do it the world's way, right? Or your own way. And sometimes we dig in our heels, but that's exactly when we need to call out to him and trust him to take us through to walk in his path. The Psalms ends with God's desire. Let me read it from the message first. It's the praising life that honors me. So as soon as you set your foot on the way, I'll show you my salvation. Wow, all God wants us to do is put our foot on the way. He'll come through for us. He will rescue us, and he'll show us his salvation. That's his desire. His desire is that he have a praising people. His desire is that we will put our foot on the way so then he can help us, lead us, and guide us. And I love this next verse, and this is what we're going to do this morning. It's the same verse, but it's in the old-fashioned King James. So let's stand and let's say it together in King James. This is Psalm 50, verse 23. Whoso offereth praise glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. So we're saying we've ordered our conversation aright by just being here this morning. There was just a little something that says, ooh, it's icky out this morning. I'd rather stay in bed. But we didn't.
That's right.
So we ordered our conversation aright. We can really identify with this talk. And now we're going to offer him praise.
Amen.
Praise and thanksgiving as we worship him.
Amen.
Hosanna, Hosanna. You are Hosanna.
That's
Amen.
Right.
Let's do it.